Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, aka Father Nicholas Gordon G. Wall from Middletown, New York. And today I want to talk about a little insight I have from a text I've been reading recently. It's called The Handbook of Indulgences, Norms, and Grants. And there's a variety of things. It gives general instructions and et cetera for the reader, particularly a priest, et cetera, on what are indulgences, what's going on around them, how they do be applied, how are they gained, what are differences, and et cetera. And then it has a litany of them inside, particularly ones that have sort of an ancient foundation and are sort of perpetual things within the life of the church. And then at the end, it has this beautiful, it puts inside of it the Apostolic Constitution on Indulgences from Pope Paul VI after the Second Vatican Council, who is now, of course, Saint Pope Paul VI. And this episode is going up on All Souls Day. So this week of All Souls, I wanted to talk about some things inside the text. And what's in it? There is this quote that it didn't wreck me, but it just made me go, wow. And I shared it in my homily, actually. It's in my homily, I should say. This is what he wrote. The hidden and gracious mystery of God's design unites us all through a supernatural bond. On this basis, one person's sins harms the rest, even as one person's goodness enriches them. As a result, the faithful help one another to attain this supernatural destiny. The sign of their communion is expressed in Adam. His sin passes to us all on the basis of procreation, but the far greater and more complete source, foundation, and model of the supernatural bond is Christ's communion. With him is the vocation God has given to us all. Now, the background is there's reference leading up to this section in terms of the church militant, the church suffering, and the church triumphant, the saints in heaven, the souls in purgatory, and us here on earth. And he's talking about a supernatural bond that exists amongst all of us, all of these aspects of the church, the saints in heaven, the souls in purgatory, and us here on earth, that there is a supernatural bond that exists. And yes, as human beings, there is an aspect that derives from Adam, but the more profound one, the deeper one, the greater one is the one in Christ Jesus, in whose communion is our vocation, a vocation for us all. No matter what we do in this world, it's a vocation for us all. And right in the middle there, as a result, the faithful help one another to attain this supernatural destiny. We can help each other. Why? Because love conquered death. So the saints can aid us here. The saints can aid us here on earth. And then he goes on to talk about the treasure of the church, you know, the treasures of the kingdom in which, you know, the saints' prayers, the merits, and what has been gained to us and for us via Jesus Christ, and how the saints have added to that, and how the saints help us via it, through the church, of course, and the souls of purgatory, and how we can help the souls in purgatory. But, you know, sometimes we can relegate the saints to like, oh, they're a great idea. We can put them on pedestals, keep them at a distance, and et cetera. You know, the souls in purgatory, maybe that sort of concept. And, you know, I've heard people in the church say, oh, that's so medieval, and push that aside. And now, you know, we really hold these sort of things. We are bound together. You know, my next episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about what do the indulgences mean for our life and how we gain it. But this section, it's from paragraph 4 of the Apostolic Constitution on Indulgences. It just really strikes me. And I found my mind and my heart stewing with it. And the document, you want to talk about footnotes. This is a heavily huge block footnotes in it and et cetera. So yeah, I just wanted to share that with you all because it struck me and it's gotten my mind to go, and I think it may aid you. So if you're interested in reading this document, you just look up Apostolic Constitution on Indulgences. Go to Google, search it. It'll come right up. It's from Paul VI. It's not a very long document. It's written in a very, very beautiful way. English translation and a multitude of other languages. But remember, we as the faithful can help one another to attain the supernatural destiny. The supernatural bond that exists between all of us, that has been part of God's design, God's mystery, you know, what we say is a mysterious plan, and how our goodness can enrich each other, can aid each other, and et cetera. So we think about these things with all saints, and the saints can help us in this, and we can do so much to also help each other in, by, and through Jesus Christ, through whom, as this document says, is a more complete source, foundation, and model for this supernatural bond. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you, know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here, check out my website, thefrankfriar.com. There at my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find my YouTube channel videos. You can see links to my social media stuff I use, things I've written, email me, all of this. All of this where? At thefrankfriar.com. Also, please make sure to subscribe to this podcast. It really does help me out. And if you can leave a review, that'd be great. Thank you very much. You know that I'll be praying for you.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.